This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello.
It turns out actually we could have done a very lengthy podcast intro yesterday.
Oh yeah, true.
So our bad on that.
But reason
you can blame the band Killer.
Kingfisher were due in, but they were very late. I think it was one of the guys that was running late. Two of them were here early.
Yes, so. Eddie was running late, the main guy.
Deep voiced fella.
Very nice lads, but I did walk into studio after they were half an hour late and I said, "Which one's Eddie?" And he said, "Me." And I went, "You're late."
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Because when I walked in, I'd been to the loo. I came in and Eddie said, "Really sorry, we're late."
Right.
Apologised straight away and I was like, "Oh, that's very nice." But
when you walked in,
yeah,
that's because I called him out. Yeah, it's because I was like, "You're late."
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you say it in bitch way? Like,
yeah, I did. I was like, "They're half an hour late."
Yeah,
and I was like, "Which one's Eddie?" Me. You're late.
Callum, how did you handle that?
I missed that.
Oh, did you? And did he just say, "Really sorry, man"?
Yeah, but do you know what I liked? The other two.
I was looking for you. I said, "You get in there." You literally, we had half an hour with no band and you were at your desk, and then the moment the band arrives, Emma Nolan disappears,
goes to bathroom.
I was just like, "Oh, pass another minute."
Yeah. They were here,
right?
Yeah, but they so they came in and I said, "You're late," and then the two other bandmates, the two Owens, basically said, "Ah, in fairness, I think we were all late."
Oh, they
I was like, "Ah, fair enough." I was like, "Where did you just come from?" Limerick. I was like, "Oh Jesus, what time did you get up at?" "Oh, we got up at 6 I was like, "To be here, fair play."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they had a very long day yesterday.
Yeah, they were kind of doing media days everywhere, weren't they?
They were gigging up in Lucan and then last night in some girl's house. They were out, anyway, we'll talk
Emma
about that.
Emma thought they went to Cork.
The what?
Well, they had all the 96FM branding, though, in
yeah,
that photo.
But they, that's like when
let me have a look now. So Izzy came all the way to Dublin to do that.
Did she?
Yeah. Well, it looked like it. It looked like the
where?
Studio.
To Lucan?
No.
We're getting all confused.
Sorry, where
Emma,
did Izzy go?
Emma was saying earlier.
Izzy, by the way, works in another radio station down in Cork. Where did she go?
They went to the studios by the arena.
That
radio
Mackenhouse or Malta or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh, I see it here on the story. It says, "We momentarily turned FM 104 into Cork's 96 AFM.
Ah.
So she came to Dublin.
Yeah.
It's a long way to come to interview Kingfisher.
Especially
because they're from they're around
Limerick
that
and
area.
Cork. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Other stations in our business, they just zoomed in and we changed the branding in the studio to match.
Yeah, but Izzy could have done that too from Cork. Yeah. Anyway, none of our business. None of our business.
But it's very interesting all the same. I love that stuff. I don't know if anyone else is really interested in that stuff, but like I love
the semantics of things.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
me too.
Figuring out how things work and
if
stuff.
If you're
like
a
that.
Band, I wonder if you like days like that because.
If you're a band, I wonder if you like days. Dave.
Because it is like, I know that you don't do it very often. Like, it's not like their day to day every day.
Do you remember Jedward? They were buzzing. Now, in fairness, they're obviously always buzzing. But when they came in, they were like,
"But I mean, it's
going around the desks and be like, what are you doing?
Than sitting out the back trying to write a song, isn't it? Like, it's important as well. You need to kind of do the shaking of hands." And
I've never seen The Office so like hyper because Jedward, everybody was trying to get a picture with Jed.
Dermot Kennedy was in the building on Monday and I went downstairs and Marina, who works in the main reception for the building, was like, "There's 50 TYs that want to meet him." And I was like, "That's not going to happen, Marina." And she's like, "They don't understand why not."
Really?
"Can I not just ask him?" And like, Dermot Kennedy's so untouchable. She said, "Can I not just ask him to go to the fifth floor to meet the TYs?" And I was like, "You can try, but I don't."
I think Kingfisher met the TYs.
Yeah, of course they did.
What?
Kingfisher met the TYs.
Ah, that's very nice. Yes, they're good lads.
Sound
nice. They are really nice, in fairness. I really liked them. Anyway, is that a good enough podcast intro for you?
3 minutes, 45 seconds.
It was
seconds.
Juicy as well. You got some goss.
The Scrubs reboot has just come out.
We had some laughs. We'll save that for Monday's podcast intro.
I like Scrubs.
You did laugh, didn't you not? Maybe you didn't.
I just listened. It was nice. I enjoyed it. We all learned something.
Fiona in the morning.
Hello and happy Friday.
I was about to say, am I right in thinking it's the weekend?
Yes!
Thank God!
It's the weekend,
although,
baby.
In fairness, that really did fly in.
It was a very, very fast week. You were saying, Dave, or actually throw back to last weekend when I shared when I was utterly in the throes of devastation looking at Punch the Monkey, the rejected baby monkey in the Japanese zoo and felt the need to share it to my Instagram story. I had a message from Dave which said, Emma, you know this is AI. Anyway, just to fill you in, Dave formally apologised to me on Monday morning show because, of course, Punch is very, very, very real.
I'm still waiting for someone to tell me it's AI. For someone to be like, this was a huge scam or something.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people are saying that, being like, I feel like he's my son and I'm waiting for the day someone to tell me it's all not real. But no, it seems very genuine. But what isn't genuine is the amount of videos now that are AI.
Really?
So this is where I'm really struggling, because we've established the Punch the Monkey is real. The videos of him were real, carrying his little IKEA teddy bear around for comfort. But now all the mixes and stuff, I'm like...
So I saw a video yesterday of one of the monkeys actually coming up and hugging him.
That's the thing. Now I don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
Now, the West Way...
ruins everything.
Because I do... It ruins everything. Nothing's enjoyable anymore. No. Even now, like when I see a picture of, I don't know, a celebrity, and you're like, oh God, she looks great. I wonder, like, I don't know, what she's done with her eye makeup. Be interested. I'm like, actually, why am I looking? Because that's probably not real.
Mm-hmm.
It's just spoiled.
Yeah,
all
it's not fun at all. Mm. But Punch the Monkey, apparently real. I'm still waiting for them to be like, no, it was a huge scam by AI or from someone who did AI. And then you'll have to apologise to me. It's going to be a great moment.
You'll be a long time waiting. My son is very real. Doji, SZA, and girl, get up on Spin.
I think it's the last day of it, lads. If you
it
haven't
is,
won big in the last 3 weeks on Michaela Hayes' show or Steve Kay's show, well, then make sure and listen to them. If they play 11 songs in a row and you notice it, let them know, and you could win big for the last time today.
Okay, so Spotify have gone and released what they call their 100 greatest pop songs of the streaming era. So they're saying that the streaming era, is from the 1st of January 2015 until now, February 2026.
2015 was the
streaming era. So according to them, yeah.
Okay, I feel like it was maybe a little bit before that.
Yeah, maybe it's when it really popped off for them. But I focused in mainly here on kind of the top 10 to see. What I realised was, and this isn't too much of a hint, I don't think, because it's not much of a surprise, but we're very basic. We're very predictable
as humans.
Yeah, and what we're listening to, I think, and I'm not going to make you, but I think you'd guess a fair few of the top 10.
Right, okay.
But I was also really surprised with some of the ones that didn't make it into the top 10 and when it compared to ones that did, if that makes sense. So with that in mind, I'm going to play you a few songs. You tell me, do you think it made it into the top 10 of what Spotify is saying are their greatest pop songs of the streaming era? Let's start with this.
Stick Season.
Did it make it into the top 10?
Oh, yeah, it probably did, because it had a huge resurgence on TikTok and stuff like that. So I'm going to say yeah.
Again, it's just going to be one of those things.
No way.
It was way down, number 79.
Okay.
What about this? Don't show up, don't show up,
don't come out. Lupa Deepa. I don't know. I would imagine not. But you're probably going to say it is.
It is. It's in there at number 4.
That's nuts.
The fourth most listened to song in their streaming era thing. I think, no offense to it, that's your worst offering yet.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good song at all.
That and IDGAF. I think they're both terrible songs.
I'm in total agreement with you.
Sorry, now.
Hotter than Hell. Bring that stuff back.
That was great. What about this?
Lord.
We must be going back to 2017 there.
I love that song.
So good.
I don't think you would have come up with that, so I think it must be in it.
Yeah, you're right. It's in there at number 7, so that did really, really well. What about this one? Baby, show me you can
calm down. Selena. Dance
with me and Rema. God, I love that song.
I love that song.
And it's one of those ones, which is interesting about that song, and I've always said it. I could listen to that. We could play only that song between now and 10 o'clock, and every single time I'd be delighted.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't mind repetition with it at all. I'm never tired of it.
I'm going to say then, yeah, it's in it.
It's not. It's a number.
I really don't.
You don't. It's just impossible. It's so kind of unpredictable in ways. I'd rate that much higher than some in the top 10. But that's just me personally. It did do well, though, in at number 29. What about this? You would argue are one of the biggest songs of COVID times.
Who is that again?
That's Olivia Rodrigo with her breakthrough song, Driver's License.
Yeah, that's definitely in it.
Would you believe it's number 1? It is top of the list, the most streamed song of that era.
That makes sense to me.
What about your boy?
Bieber and Sorry. I'm going to say no. I think it came out probably maybe too
late in the game, late, 2015.
Well, if it was 2015, I think if it came out around then my reasoning being is that maybe not a lot of people were streaming, and that's
why. At the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what year that song was released, but it's actually number 6.
2016, I think.
Number 6 did really well. One of our favourite songs, Dave. He used to meet me on the east side,
in the city where the sun goes. I was trying to find this song yesterday and I couldn't remember what it was.
Oh,
I don't know
annoying,
what it was, yeah. Mm. I was like, isn't it your one? I thought it was your one from Paramore, but it wasn't.
Ah, Hayley Williams, yeah. That's at number 54. And finally, I need a
one dance. Yes, that's definitely in the list.
Drake One Dance came in at number 8 on the top 10 list. Just to go through it, number 1, Driver's License. 2 is Pink Pony Club, which is so recent.
What?
Since 2015. I knew Taylor Swift would have to get in there. Which song, though? It was Cruel Summer at number 3. 4 was Don't Start Now. Tell me about number 5, Callum. I know you grabbed it this morning. Runaway with Me.
Oh, Carly Rae Jepsen. It was kind of the next one after Call Me Maybe.
I don't remember that at all. It was must have been big in America, not here, maybe. Yeah. Number 6 was Just Bieber Sorry. Number 7 was Green Light. 8 was One Dance. 9 was Birds of a Feather.
No Bad Bunny in this whole list. I thought he was like the most streamed artist in the world.
And The Weeknd.
The Weeknd got in there as well, yeah. And number 10, No Tears Left to Cry from Ariana Grande. We are so basic, guys. And
so is The Weeknd in it?
Yeah, with just with One Dance.
All right.
Yeah.
That's Drake.
That's Drake.
Oh, never mind then. Watching you walk
away. For now, though, Emma, you just kind of quizzed me on the top 10 songs on Spotify that have been streamed and things like that are in the streaming era. So I'd like to quiz you on something this morning as well. Just we both get the juices flowing for a Friday.
I like equality on a Friday.
Yes, absolutely. Let's do it. I came across a kind of like an Instagram post the other day and I was like, there's no way this is real. I sent it to producer Callum and he liked it. I went and did some research. Turns out it is real. Basically, what I sent him was a list of Victorian slang terms.
Lovely.
From back in the day. Mm. From like the 1817 to like maybe the 1900s or something. Like things that you think are 100% fake but actually turn out to be quite real and bizarre. So what I've done is I've come up with some of my own as well.
Oh, brilliant.
And I want you to tell me if you think that this is a real Victorian slang term or have I completely made it.
This is a bit of me, mate.
Giggle mug. It means always smiling.
A giggle mug. Mug being face, mug on him. I'm going to say you made that one up.
I didn't make that up. Really? A giggle mug, a man who is always smiling.
Isn't that funny that the word mug then, as we use, like, oh, some mug on
face.
You,
yeah.
Has been around since then.
Yeah, there you go.
That's very good.
Bitch the pot.
Meaning?
Pour the tea.
Bitch the pot.
Some of these do come with a warning that I should have given a warning.
Drink
to pour the tea.
Pour the tea. Bitch the pot. I don't think bitch works in that context. So I'm going to say that's fake.
I did not make that up. That is real.
Oh my god, I suck at this.
Knee deep in piddle. That is about to be in trouble. You're knee deep in piddle.
Okay, and it's moved on now to the shite. I'm going to say you made that up.
I did make that up.
Yay,
well done.
Finally,
1 out of 3 so far. Smashing palates. It means you're very talented.
Oh, I think that's real.
I made that up.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Temporary sadness. Back in the day, you'd say you got the morbs.
As in you're feeling, you got the morbid vibes.
I got the morbs.
I got the morbs at the moment. I don't think that's real.
It is real.
Really?
You're 1 for 5 so far.
I'm doing really poorly. Do you know what? Because yesterday I binged all of the second part of Bridgerton.
Okay.
And that was around the 1800s as well.
Oh yeah. And I know, are they not using any of these terms?
No, not really. But if someone's passed away and they're in mourning, I thought that's you were getting at that. It was like, oh, I can't do that at the moment because I'm in mourning. Like that was a period of time where like, you know, widows or whatever couldn't do things. So I thought that was made up.
No, this is morbing. It's morbin time. Well done, you got the reference. Tight as a boiled owl means you drank too much.
Tight as a boiled owl. I thought it would mean like you're not much of a spender, yeah. I'm gonna say it's real.
It is real.
Yes.
Well done. To be embarrassed, you would be poked up.
That's funny.
Is that real?
No.
Fake?
That's fake.
It's real.
For crying out loud.
That needs to stop, that phrase, for crying out loud.
Retract my English degree.
A Danny Drinkwater.
Meaning?
Eat it.
A Danny Drinkwater, that's real.
No, that's fake. Danny Drinkwater is a football player. I got her! I finally got her! I used Didier Drogba the other day. I used Berbatov a week before. I finally got her with a Premier League footballer.
Do you know what?
I'm so buzzing.
I'm with that. At 25 past 7, I'm out for the weekend.
This is so good. I can't believe Danny Drinkwater, of all the names. I'm so buzzing with that. Who knew that one would get it?
Who did he play for?
He used to play for Chelsea. I think he came up Arsenal. Leicester was his last team.
What kind of surname is Drinkwater?
That was his genuine surname.
Did he have like a collaboration with Volvic?
Yeah. Danny Drinkwater is not an idiot. I've made that up. If you were unwell, you were not up to dick.
Excuse me?
If you were unwell, you were not up to dick.
Well, I'm sure you wouldn't be, so I'm going to say no.
No, it was real.
What?
I see, I wouldn't make that up because I wouldn't curse on purpose. A sauce box is a cheeky person.
That's good. I like that. I'm going to use that for you. You are a sauce box.
A sauce box.
I'll say, yeah, that's real.
It is real. Well done.
I don't even fancy dinging myself anymore. I don't even deserve it.
A Lightning McQueen is a very fast person.
Yeah, I'm not that stupid. Crying out loud. Bloody Cars movie, is it?
And last but not least, Cupid's kettle drums. Our breasts. Cupid's kettle drums are breasts.
Yeah, that's real.
It is real.
Yeah, that's cute. That's adorable.
Oh, that was brilliant. I really enjoyed
I'm
that.
So furious I got cut
that'll
out.
That'll go down in one of my favourite moments of the show forever.
He's been trying to do that to me for weeks because I've been getting really cocky saying that I finally know a thing or two about football.
Because I brought her to do it to her Berbatov and she was like, no, that sounds like football. And I was like, Didier Drogba, and she was like, no, that sounds like a footballer. I finally got it with Danny Drinkwater. This is brilliant.
Well, my day is spoiled. My whole weekend is spoiled. Maybe I'll come around by Monday.
You absolute Danny Drinkwater, you.
After 9 o'clock, we will be joined by the brilliant Kingfisher. Here is their massive hit. Billions, not billions, but millions and millions of streams on this for Kingfisher. It's killer this morning on Spin.
From the woods of Glenbower to the river to soar.
That is Killer and the song Killer.
Kingfisher on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Now, they will be on the show after 9 o'clock this morning.
Woo!
They have a brand new song out today. It's called Blade. I was looking at their Instagram stories last night and this is why I just think, more of this, please. Although maybe a little bit dangerous for some people, but they put up on their Instagram story.
As soon as she said it, she regretted it.
I was like, oh, maybe I wouldn't necessarily condone this, but they put in their Insta story, any kitchens free in Dublin for the next 4.5 hours. That was it. 5 hours later, they put up a photo from a girl called Becky's Kitchen in Lucan, and it looks like they're shooting a music video.
My God.
If you are Becky and Lucan, how was last night? Did you have an absolute baller? Look, there's a big gang of them kind of just hanging around in Becky's Kitchen in Lucan.
If you're Kingfisher who went to Lucan, are you okay?
Yeah, because get it together. Oh, get it together because we need you in top form. They're on the show just after 9. Demma, Dave and Fiona, you're listening to Spin. Can you win yourself €1,000 on a Friday? Well, if you want to take on the tricky 10 and give it a lash, we'd love to have you after 8 o'clock. It's tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. It's one of those weekends, guys. It's a bit of a wholesome one for me. So my granny turned an amazing 92 a few weeks ago.
Ah, she's only a young one.
She is only a young one. Your granny is?
98.
Unreal. But yeah, basically...
She also hates me saying that on the radio. sorry, granny.
Does she listen every morning?
No, but other people tell her.
Oh, okay. Great. Dave's called out your age again. On the radio.
Yeah, he was talking about your age again. No, he wasn't, was he? Yeah, he was. I get a call now tomorrow.
But basically, yeah, sorry, I hope my granny doesn't mind yet. Young and sprightly, 92, and my sister and I, we like to bring her away when we can, do like a little night away or something like that. We haven't done it in years.
I was going to ask, when was the last time you did that?
Yeah, geez, it must be 2 or 3 years ago now. But anyway, we had planned to bring her to Kilkenny to stay in a hotel tonight. The thing about it is, my granny always says these days, I kind of just like my own bed. But you're like, are you double negativing? Do you actually want to go away? You know, you just never really know what you're trying to say at this age.
I think if a 92-year-old woman says, hey, I just want to be in my own bed, there's no hidden messages there. She wants to be in her own
bed. But then, if she did go away for the night, she'd talk about it for weeks.
Yeah.
And she'd be on the phone telling the girls, oh, it was lovely in Kilkenny now, I was with my two granddaughters. So it's hard to know
how to navigate it, right? Yeah.
But basically, through no fault of anyone's, the night in Kilkenny had to be ditched because there's no childcare for my sister this weekend.
Oh, right? For God's sake, Laura. Laura. It's your own fault for having kids.
Their dad, my brother-in-law, isn't around.
There's two people are going to be giving a phone call.
So it had to be ditched. So as a result, tonight we've decided we'll go ahead with the sleepover because Granny loves that. But instead of it being like a girly weekend with her two granddaughters, it's a night in her own house with her two granddaughters, her six-year-old great-granddaughter and her two-year-old great-grandson.
My God,
And it's going to be a lot because my granny lives in a very, very, very small house. So I think the bedroom situation will be that I'll sleep in the bed of my granny. That won't go well. I'll probably end up on the couch because she just wakes up all night long. She wakes up at like 2, she wakes up at 3. She might have to say the rosary at 4 just to pass a bit of time.
She Muslim now all of a sudden. You have to pray at 4 a.m.
She might actually get up and start making like an apple tart at 2:30 just to pass an hour. And then in the spare...
The poor woman.
I know, she can't sleep. And then in the other bedroom will be my sister on one side of her, her 6-year-old, on the other side of her 2-year-old. So there won't be any sleep pad tonight, lads. It's a disaster waiting to happen, to be honest. But we're doing it for the love of the game, and that is celebrating 92 years.
Right? I'd love the thought of all of yous being secretly really unhappy about this and no one saying anything.
Even Will being like, I don't want to go.
I don't want to be here.
The thing I have to do today, find some kind of similar pajamas that will keep every age happy from the age of 2 to 92.
When is the matching pajamas coming in?
Oh yeah, I'll have to go to Penny's after the show this morning and sort them. And the other thing I'm trying to figure out in terms of what is common ground that spans age between 2 and 92?
Well, Twister. One,
I would say avoid at all costs. All love attention, we know that. All like singing.
Okay.
That works for everybody. Nobody wants to go to bed from the 2-year-old to the 92-year-old. Everyone loves being in charge, so it's going to be very bossy because Will now is 2, he's getting very bossy. Florence, very bossy.
Okay.
My granny, very bossy. I can be bossy. My sister can be bossy. It's going to be a lot. Everyone loves getting up in the middle of the night, apparently. I mentioned that already. And everyone loves sweets. So that's kind of the vibe.
The common ground, I think, is Twister.
The common ground is like hide and sit. Come and find Granny sitting somewhere else, just downstairs. No upstairs allowed.
That's funny.
It's going to be a long night, but it all kicks off from 6 o'clock this evening.
I don't think I've ever done anything like this, and I know I'm not really in that like part of my life because I don't have an older sibling who has kids or anything like that, and I'll probably be that older sibling who one day has kids. And like, but like, I can't imagine ever inviting my like younger brother and younger sister over for a sleepover.
Oh my God, you will. It'll just become so fun. And if you live away from them as well, so for example, it works for me so well as someone living in Dublin that tonight I get to see everyone in one go. That it's not like see granny tonight and then go and see the kids tomorrow. I'm like,
oh, you're sorted for a month.
I've got my job done for at least 3 weeks. Do you know what I mean? With that crew. Then my mum and dad are separate. I'll try, and I'll update you on Monday. This is new music from Sombra now. This is called Homewrecker on Spin.
103.8 Dublin. On it, on it, on it.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
I like where this is going. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station. On it, on it,
on it. Hello there, how are we doing?
Hey, what's going on?
What's the story? Guys, I have so much jam in my hair.
What?
Really bad. I didn't realise until I tried.
Is this a new thing? Like, is this like
a new beauty
trend? Jam in the hair. Like, you know, like cucumbers on the eyes when you're getting a massage or something.
I would definitely not recommend this to anybody. Yeah, I badly need a shower. Can I go? What are you joking?
What do you mean?
Well, I was feeling peckish yesterday and Pancake Tuesday just came and went too quick, so I was like, I'm making pancakes.
Anyway. With jam?
Well, I decided to mix it up. I had 3 pancakes yesterday. Do you want to hear what I had in all of them? It was a good combo.
Not if one of the things is jam.
Well, one was Nutella with some strawberries. Okay. The other was sugar and lemon.
Okay.
And the last one was strawberry jam.
Is that a thing? Is that normal?
I love strawberry jam and a thick old pancake. It has to be a thick pancake though. As right. In an extra pour, you know.
Anyway, it got in your hair.
I didn't realise at the time because I just threw my hair up and went to bed and then I took it down this morning.
Oh, so this was yesterday's tea, was it?
This was yesterday's, this was my dinner, yeah. And do you want to feel it?
No, but I can see it. No,
come
I really,
have a feel.
I promise you, I don't need to feel what your hair feels
like. What it
like.
Feels like?
Jam?
Candy floss. do you want to feel? Come on. It feels like candy floss.
I'm fine, thanks.
Oh, it does!
What? Okay, now I have to feel it. Yeah, it does feel like candy floss. That's weird.
Like, and it's as sticky on your fingers after as candy floss. Ooh.
Yeah.
Have a little suck there. You'll get some strawberry jam.
Oh, for God's sake. weirdo. All right, don't forget, after 9 o'clock this morning, Kingfisher are going to be on the show.
I love them.
And they are very, very sound. And they're very cool.
They've soundtracked many a night on YouTube for me as of late over the last
year. Have they?
Yeah, sitting up.
You need to start getting YouTube Music instead of Spotify, man, because you give it so much business.
I actually gave in recently when I was watching YouTube videos and I paid for it.
Yeah, there you go.
For the first time ever, I was like, you know what? This ad is ruining my Benny Blanco time. Right, can we give away €1,000 this morning? Patrick's on to give this a lash. How are you?
Yeah, good, guys. Good, guys. Happy Friday.
Where are you pulled in this morning? You can hear the indicator going there.
I am in the concrete jungle called the M3.
Oh, nice. Lovely. Where are you off to? Where are you coming from?
I am going to work in town. Okay. In Dublin City.
Very nice. And what do you do for work, Patrick?
I am an IT consultant.
Very good.
Smart guy. Can't spell Patrick without IT.
That's so true, Dave. So true. Do you have anything on this weekend?
No, just mind the children as every weekend, you know.
Oh.
When you breed loads of children, you have to look after them every weekend.
How many have you bred?
No, final count three so far.
Final count three at the moment.
There could be another one running around somewhere.
No, God, no.
Okay, very good. Patrick. So what age group are they?
6, 4, and 6 months.
Okay, very good. Busy one ahead. Okay, listen, best of luck. €1,000 would definitely help to keep them happy over the weekend. Look, we're about to put 55 seconds on the clock, Patrick. Dave's going to ask your 10 questions. Each answer is going to be a number between 1 and 10. That won't repeat, as in if one answer is 2 and it's definitely the right answer, there won't be another answer of 2 across the game. We can only accept your first answer, and if you don't know it, obviously it is worth giving it a guess anyway, because it's got to be something between 1 and 10. If you top the leaderboard this morning, we'll sort you with a brand new Fuzzy Charged Snooty, and if you get all 10 questions correct, we'll give you €1,000 on the spot. Score to beat is Luke. He did really well earlier in the week with a score of 8 and 55 seconds, but hey, he's not Patrick. We wish you the very best of luck.
All right, Patrick, I'm going to ask you questions. The very best of luck. I'm going to count you in the tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Dublin has how many Lewis lines?
2.
In Roman numerals, the letters V, I, I, I would equal what number?
8.
600 seconds makes up how many minutes?
Pass.
Just guess it. Give it a guess.
30.
Okay, complete the name of this film. What flew over the cuckoo's nest?
A bird.
How many kids does Gordon Ramsay have?
4.
September is which number month of the year?
9.
The letter K is worth how many points in Scrabble?
10.
The Intercontinental Hotel in Dublin used to be called the What Seasons?
The Four Seasons.
How many members make up K-pop band BTS?
3.
How many times has London hosted the Summer Olympics?
1.
Stop the clock. Woo! Now that was very interesting. We have never had a player give us 2 answers in the Hall of Fame. I think that one of them was a bird.
One of the
birds flew over the cuckoo's nest. Yeah, the minute I said it, I was like, I sank back into my hole. But I was like,
it wasn't even a number.
My
which
favorite
was amazing.
Thing was
I know,
there was actually 3 Hall of Fame answers
was
in
there?
That one game when we walked through them. Patrick, let's check and see how you did. First of all,
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
A score of 4. Ooh. It's a pass. Look, we'll just have a quick look. So 600 seconds make up how many minutes? This one drove you
nuts.
Mental.
Oh, we got a pass.
Max is not my strong point. Apologies.
Me neither. We got the word pass, which, again, not Hall of Fame, fair enough. We got a 90 and then a 30.
I thought he said 90 seconds or something. I think he was counting 90 seconds. Were you, Patrick?
Yeah. Oh, my brain was just on overdrive, so I just panicked.
As soon as anyone talks about adding or dividing to me, I just melt down as well. Complete the name of the film. The answer was one flew over the cuckoo's nest, not a bird. Gordon Ramsay, I don't even know the answer to that because I watched the documentary the other day. He has 6 kids rather than 4 that you said. The letter K is worth how many points in Scrabble? You said 10. I feel like it deserves more points than the 5.
I agree.
Which is the answer. How many members make up the K-pop band BTS? There's actually loads of them in that band. There's 7 rather than 3. And London has hosted the Summer Olympics how many times? Kind of a cruel question because to our memory there would be one, but they've actually hosted back as far as 1908, 1948, and then the one you thought of, 2012. So look, a score for Patrick. Nothing to be sniffed at. We'll send you some IMC cinema passes for you and the kids.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. Exactly. Have a great weekend, Patrick. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye. So that means taking home the fuzzy charge duty is Luke. He came in at the start of the week and he scored 8 in 55 seconds.
He was brilliant, in fairness. Luke. Congratulations, Luke. Can we have a look at some Hall of Fame answers so
at
far?
This stage,
if you don't know what the Hall of Fame is, it's when people give us an answer that's outside of the numbers 1 and 10, which is famously the only answers you'll ever have on this game. Mm-hmm. So some people have answered, obviously, 11, 12, 13, 18, 21, mm-hmm. 42, 70, 100. And then, these are my favourites, the word American, the word Ireland, the band Take That. I'd love to know what the question was.
Yeah, we need to keep the questions in.
Someone answered with the word o'clock. Bird was Patrick.
There today.
And 90 and 30 from Patrick. Patrick adding three words into the Hall of Fame.
That deserves, do you know what? Well done.
Well done, that Patrick. Would you like to add to the Hall of Fame or beat Patrick's score or get all 10 correct and win €1,000? Well, all you got to do is send us the word tricky in a WhatsApp now to 0877111038.
We play again on Monday's show. Right now, Florence Road, this is called Break the Girl on Spin. It's Ray with Where Is My Husband here on Spin, your number one hit music station. Have you realised it yet? It is the last Friday of the month. Ooh. And on Fully Charged, that means one thing and one thing only. We play the most chaotic quiz on radio from 8:30. It is the shortest quiz. So many IMC cinema passes to go. We'll get you involved in the next few minutes.
That sounds like fun, but so does this. Welcome on into my very favourite part of the week. It's where I get to rank from 5 to 1 some of my favourite things. In the past, I've done things like lines from Fran in Love Hate or lines from Titanic or songs from High School Musical. What am I going to be ranking this week? Well, I welcome you. Your Friday night starts right here because Dave ranks the worst X Factor auditions, but when I say worst, I mean best.
Yay!
X Factor, a show we all watched on a Saturday night. We used to love the auditions and when people would come in and they were bad, or sometimes they were actually all right, but they were too cocky for their own good.
And even now, the way that they were handled probably didn't age well, but the auditions were funny.
Yeah, my God.
They were funny.
They were. I used to watch compilations of like X Factor crash outs all the time. It's probably really haven't aged well.
No.
You're just kind of laughing at people's mental health issues. Anyway, we're going to do it one more time. Okay, so basically what I've done for Dave Ranks this week is I have taken a clip of the person singing and then their kind of crash out afterwards.
Okay.
Or their kind of reactions. Number 5, didn't really have a crash out, more of a crash. Because the person went back on the X Factor board on the back of the stage. This was before they were on the live stage. This was when they were just in the room with Simon and Sharon and Louis. Number 5 is a man named Ankar Judge.
Sorry, I thought that was a solid wall.
Wow, that's got hurt.
It doesn't.
So wait now, so there was like a branding board behind him, wasn't it?
Okay, and a lot happened in that. There was a branding board behind him. He went back as if to like fall on the wall.
Yeah.
He thought it was a solid wall. It was a branding board. It moved. He was like, oh crap. So instead of falling backwards, he decided instead to fall forwards and he fell onto his knees. Sharon then is like, oh my God, that sounds so sore. And he's like, no, it's fine. And then continues singing.
Oh, what a legend.
And he's like, no, it's fine. Oh, so bad. Anyway,
legendary.
Amazing. That was 5th place, Ankar Judge. In 4th place, we go to a woman who had a real issue with Louis Walsh. He was the one person she didn't want to see that day. Number 4 for Dave Ranks, the worst X Factor auditions, but when I say worst, I mean best, it's Debbie.
Somehow you will when you believe.
Thank you, Deborah. You're not very good.
Now, you know what? You were the one person I didn't want to see today because I really want to slap you now.
But you are not a good singer.
I'm not a good singer. That is why I've been a singer since I was 6 years old and everyone I've ever met, people who don't even like me, have come up to me and told me I've got an amazing voice. I don't really care what you think. You can't sing. You have no talent. Get out.
Oh, it was amazing.
But you know what? It's just so harsh to be like, that wasn't very good.
It's
a way of saying it, Louis.
I did some clipping up of that clip, just like I edited some bits out and some bits in and things like that. But that is basically, I just wanted to show you the best bits of her crashing.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
There is a part in it where she's like, you can't bloody sing, mate. And then Louis Walsh is like, I don't want to be a sing. Which is really funny.
Excellent.
Anyway, we move on from Dave ranks the worst X Factor auditions, but when I say worst, I mean best. In third place was two girls who came on the stage. And they were a little bit hyper. They were like, oh my God, there's Cheryl. Oh my God, there's Louis. That's so exciting. Oh, she was saying you were really fit earlier on. And then ended up punching one in each other in the face.
Yeah. What?
Abby and Lisa together in third place are Ablisa.
I'm not here to say I'm sorry. I'm not here to lie to you. I'm here to say I'm ready that I finally bought it through.
Basically, at the end of the day, we don't care what you guys say. We just came up here. But at the end of the day, yeah, obviously we care what you think, but she's just being a bit over the top.
And then she punched her.
What?
It was the most amazing television in history of X Factor.
Just
it was so good.
Overstimulated.
It
like,
was amazing.
What's going on?
And then someone, one of the judges was like, yeah, I just don't think you're very good. And she was like, sorry, who are you?
And it's Simon Cowell.
It was so, I don't actually remember who it was. Anyway, Ablisa in third place for Dave ranks the worst X Factor auditions. But when I say worst, I mean best. Here we go on to second place. Top two, baby. We go to someone who genuinely looked very evil in the audition. Someone who looked scary. And I think about her, I'd say at least three times a week.
Nice.
Her name is Rachel, and she thought she was amazing. She demanded a microphone, and when they gave the boom microphone a little bit closer, she was like, it's on a stand above my head. Are you having a laugh? Like, she was really annoyed.
Diva.
She was a real diva. And number two is Rachel.
My sugar walls. My sugar walls. It was good, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Let's face it.
No. You've got a really bad attitude, sweetheart. Everything I don't want. Well, you ask for an opinion, sweetheart, you're getting one.
Well, I've even done my own cassette.
Rachel, I think you should go somewhere else.
Nobody does cassettes anymore. It's called a CD.
That's very rude, isn't it?
She says, I've even done my own cassettes and everything. And Sharon is going, no one does that. It's a CD. I love it so much, but it's not number one. Number one, you know what's coming. Number one, first place, the absolute piece de resistance of X Factor. And number one on Dave ranks the worst X Factor auditions. But when I say worst, I mean best. They are two brothers. They are called Ant and Seb. And they sound like this.
No doubt you look so fine. Whoa. Girl, oh. I want to make you mine.
Yeah, come on.
Just let me be with the woman that I love.
The woman that I love.
Where do I start? I mean, it's more like Ant and Death. It's just...
Come on, Simon.
Oh, guys, come on.
Come on, we know we're good enough, Simon.
Amazing.
So that is Dave Ryan's the worst X Factor auditions, but when I say worst, I mean best. Thank you, Ankara Judge, Debbie, Ablisa, Rachel, and Seb.
I don't know if anyone watched the new December 10 documentary, you know, Simon Cowell's
I'd
new band.
I'd say just you.
Well, lots of people did, and they did actually air some of the not-so-good auditions as well.
Did they?
Would you believe, even in 2026. This is brand new music. She is from South London. Her name is Meek.
Meek.
And this is so catchy. It's called Fabulous at Spin.
I just got my heart broken, but I look way too fabulous.
We started this a couple of years ago on the shortest day of the year, and we decided, why don't we bring this every single month on the last Friday of every month? It's Chaos on the Radio. This is the shortest quiz where we ask you insanely short quiz questions. You give us insanely short answers, and then you could win cinema passes. It's as simple as that. We'll ask you stuff like, spell dog, and you'll go D-O-G, and we'll go, hey, well done. There's some cinema passes. Aren't you fantastic?
Now, this
as simple
is
as that.
A bit chaotic over the next few minutes. If you want to get on air, if you want to win cinema passes, it is short in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103. Let's kick this off. Katie's there.
Hello.
Hello, Katie. Welcome to the shortest quiz. How are you?
Morning, Katie.
Hi.
All right, let's do this. Primary colour.
Red.
Yes.
Red will do. Well done, Katie.
Spot on. You've just got yourself IMC cinema passes. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. We're ringing you now, Shauna.
Hello.
Shauna, welcome to the shortest quiz.
All right, Shauna, you ready for your quiz question?
Woo. Yeah.
Here we go. Fire truck sound.
Nina, ooh. Nina.
Beautiful.
That was who?
It's just the literal bare minimum.
It doesn't really sound like there's much of an emergency going on.
Someone's lit a match. Nina.
The cat is thinking about climbing the tree, you know? But thanks very much anyway.
Thanks, Shauna. IMC Cinema Passes
thanks.
On the way to you.
Bye.
This is you, Neil. Hi, Neil. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hi.
How
Hi,
are you? Here we go. What is this month?
February.
Spot
on, Neil. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. And Sam, now we're looking for you.
Hello?
Sam, you're on Spin. Morning.
Morning, Sam. Ready for your question?
What's the question?
Any cartoon.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry will get you there. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you, Sam. Have a great day.
Bye. One of the best theme tunes ever. Is it Tom and Jerry Kids? Da, 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 we're all the extra.
That's Tom and Jerry Kids.
Is that a, what does that mean?
That was the that was the other cartoon.
What? There was a spin-off.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like Rugrats did Rugrats All Grown Up.
Oh, interesting. Hi, Paula. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hi, Paula.
Thank you.
Ready for your question?
Yeah, go
Let's
ahead.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Name a Pokemon. Pika, Pika.
Pikachu.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say Pikachu. I don't want to even send you IMC Cinema Passes, Paula, because
anyway.
it's such...
You're the one who said it.
I know, but I was saying, Pikachu. I guarantee you she's going to say Pikachu, and you did, Paula. Can you name another one, Paula?
Squirtle.
Charmander. Yes, Charmander will get you there. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you, Paula. Have a great day.
See ya.
Cheers, thank Bye. You.
Francis, we're looking for you now. Hi, Francis. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Pancake topping.
Banana. Banana, okay.
Banana, gross. Pick a better one, Francis.
No, bananas.
You're doubling down. Francis, IMC Cinema Passes are on the way to you. You have a terrible phone line. Goodbye.
I have six kids.
You have six kids. Well, you've got two tickets to the cinema. You can bring your favourites.
Okay, thanks very much. Bye.
Bye.
Two more.
For now. It's too long. I don't even want him to say it anymore. You know what? You stay silent. You ruined
Hi,
it.
Hello. Chloe, welcome to the shortest quiz. Are you ready for your question?
How are you, Chloe?
I am. I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Chocolate bar, Chloe.
Cadbury's Freddo bar.
Yeah, unreal.
You got the branding in there. It's got to be Cadbury.
I panicked.
Done. Brilliant, Chloe. Have a great day. I'm season number passes on the way to you.
See ya.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Last player.
No, you ruined it for yourself.
Oh, whatever. Hi, Aaron.
Hello?
Welcome to the shortest quiz.
How are you, Aaron?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. You ready for your question?
I am.
County.
Dublin.
Dublin, perfect. That'll get you there. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you, Aaron.
See you, Aaron. Bye.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Bye. Okay. Wow.
That was chaotic. That was one of the most... I felt like I was babysitting for all of that.
That was kind of like exactly what it says on the tin.
Katie, Shauna, Neil, Sam, Paula, Francis and his six kids, Chloe and Aaron.
Shall we go again or are you too tired?
Ah, yeah, go on, dude.
Okay,
great. Give me a bit of crack.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Welcome on in to the shortest quiz. We do this on the last Friday of every single month. Really short quiz questions, really short answers, a rake of IMC Cinema Passes up for grabs. Let's get into it.
Amanda, we are looking for you now.
Oh.
Hi, Amanda. Welcome to the shortest quiz. How are you?
We're all good. Just on the way to school.
Very good. Go on, shout out everyone in the car. Go.
Whee! Everyone say hello.
What are their names, Amanda?
They're Kylie, Cece and Queenie.
Amazing.
Queenie is fast.
Oh my god.
I didn't
god.
Get a single one of that apart from Kai.
All right, listen, Amanda, here's your quick quiz question. Spell your own name.
Amanda.
Oh, unreal. Well done, Amanda.
Woo!
IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Bye, Amanda.
Thank you.
Bye.
Two more.
Aww.
Hello, who's that? Welcome to the shortest quiz.
It's Amy.
Amy,
what's
welcome
crack,
on
Amy?
In. All right, Amy, here's your shortest quiz question. Keeping up with who?
The Kardashians.
Woo! Oh, well done, Amy. I wouldn't have got that. I would have been like, what are you talking about? Amy, spot on. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
See you later.
Lovely. Thanks.
Bye.
Last final call. Last
order. Stop changing it up. All right, well, it's the last call. We know what
Stephen,
that means.
Stephen, how are you?
Hiya, Stephen.
How are you? All good.
All right, Stephen, have you ever heard the shortest quiz before? Because you are the final player for this month, which means one thing and one thing only. Do I even have to ask the question?
No, you don't.
Here we go. Go for it, Stephen.
Two.
Yeah.
Yay! Stephen, thank you so much.
Stephen, IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Great. Thank you. You too.
Bye.
On it. Let's go.
My
David Fiona in the morning. Happy Friday. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? How are we? Happy massive welcome to the weekend.
Day at Spin. We'll be giving away €255,000 after 3 o'clock in the cash machine. And it's interesting because I know exactly what I do. I figured it out. If I won the cash machine today, which I obviously can't, I know what I would buy because my granddad's little house, so I was telling you on the show years ago, or ages ago, my grandparents are Dubs, but they moved to Spain a long, long, long time ago. My granddad had back issues. Anyway, so they lived there since I think it was like the 70s or the 80s, to be mm-hmm. honest. And my granddad's little house has just gone on the market now. He passed away last summer. And I was just showing Dave the pictures. It's mad because the estate agent,
yeah,
is that what they're called? They have used like AI to show what you could do with the little house.
I think which this is just so morally not good. Like, do you know what I mean? As an estate agent, but in fairness to these ones, they've given
actual image as
well. So they've given the actual image and then what it could look like if with AI, if you know, yeah, decorate it or whatever. But like some places in Dublin are like just selling houses and they're just like, here's the house completely AI'd. And you're like, okay, that's a staircase.
Well, what am I buying?
Yeah, like, but that's a staircase and it has like a reading corner on the staircase. Like, what are you talking about? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just, it's so, yeah. I feel like it's just,
it's wrong.
There's going to be a law put in place very soon, surely, that's just like, you can't use AI to advertise something that doesn't look like that.
What they should do actually is like have all the image of the genuine house the way it is and then like, here's some ideas for like, you know, because for example, like the front is a bit overgrown and whatever, and there's a bit of space out there. And what they've done is they've AI'd in like a little swimming pool. This is like in Murcia in Spain, like really hot or whatever. It makes sense. But you should be at the end. It's like, this is just some ideas of what you just could do.
Yeah. Kind
of
but also, it's not up to like anyone else what you do with the property.
Exactly.
Like, you either like the property or don't. It's kind of the new modern. Like, back in the day, they used to sell houses and they'd have them up online to be like, oh, this lovely house in Malahide. And it wasn't in Malahide. It was in like Rahini or something.
Yeah,
or Kinsale or something.
Yeah.
It wasn't in Malahide.
But in small print, it's like 5 kilometres from the city centre.
It's like this lovely house on Malahide. And it's like, that's not Malahide, that's the Malahide Road. Do you know what I mean? Like that kind of a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's the modern that.
Bit of trickery going on.
Bit of trickery,
on.
Yeah.
However, I'd buy it and build that lovely pool no problem if I won the $255,000
today.
That'd
be very nice now.
We'll give you all the cash machine details very shortly. It's Friday. Kingfisher on the show next. Let's go.
Fiona is on. Guys, look who's in studio. All the way from Limerick this morning. They told me they got up at 10 past 6 this morning.
Oh, God.
Just specifically to be on this show. You are too good. It's Kingfisher!
We're welcoming, should I say, Eddie Magoo and Fitz to studio. I love that we've gone straight to nicknames for the two Owens on as part of Kingfisher. Is it just too hard to keep track of all the Owens?
Yep, it's very confusing.
Yeah.
Very, very confusing.
Yeah, you got lucky there, Eddie.
Oh, I'm very lucky.
Yeah.
Great radio voice, Eddie. I'm really liking it so far.
I've always dreamt. It was one of my childhood dreams. No, not childhood, since my voice broke.
To be on the radio?
No, just to do like ads and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun, isn't it, when you kind of realise, when you realise you've got like a depth to your voice, you're like, I could have a lot of fun with this. But then you just put it into singing and that's going well, so we're good.
We used to prank call my granny a lot. Myself and my sister, and when we were kids, she couldn't tell the difference.
Oh.
And then overnight, something happened. And
what's your sister's name?
Clara.
How are you, Granny? It's Clara.
Yeah, literally. That was literally it.
The first time I heard a Kingfisher song, I was in Blanche. I was in Blanche Shopping Centre, and I was walking around, and I think we were there. We were doing a live show from there, and Spin was playing your song, and I was like, who is this? Instantly fell in love. I thought it was amazing. When was there a moment that you felt like, okay, I've made it now?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you even feel like that yet?
It was when you were being played in Blanche Shopping Centre, wasn't it?
I don't know. Is there a moment like that?
I think there's a lot of little ones.
Yeah.
We did a pop-up thing in Jim of the Mills, which is like a tiny pub, 20 minutes from anywhere. And it just like, we were supposed to be going to show. There was a guy from London flew over that we wanted to like show the pub because it's unbelievable. Magoo used to go there every Thursday night when he was growing up. We just wanted to go for like a quiet pint, and when we turned up, there was about 400 or 500 people there.
Unreal!
Wow! Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
So that moment there was a bit like, ooh, something is.
I suppose when things start snowballing outside of your own control, because when you start anything or any like, I don't know, business or band or anything at all, it's always like, you put something in, you see something come out of it.
Okay.
And then at a certain point with all these things, it's like, you know, things just start to happen around you.
that you didn't necessarily plan. Yeah.
And when things like that start happening, I suppose you realise that that the thing has something's taken on a life here. Of its own kind
yes,
of thing.
That's I imagine that really happened with Killa. I mean, look, I don't want to like bore you talking about it again.
No, I'm sure you're asked all the time.
But like that was just a pivot moment to go like, Jesus, like this has completely taken off. Like it just went so viral for you as well. It's such a beautiful song, and it's I have friends of mine who are like Dublin girlos, and after a big night out, all they want to do is come to YouTube and watch the video. Killa, it's just incredible what it's done. It's like such. It's almost like a kind of religious anthem for people.
Yeah,
isn't
it's got
it?
Like you said, like
a mind of its own.
Oh my God! We've nothing really we can even explain or not to even say. It's just one of those things that kind of has happened, and we're very grateful.
What I'm curious about, the community of Killa, how have they responded? You surely got a jersey or something.
I already had a Killa jersey.
All right. But for the boys.
I mean, you should probably.
Yeah, why did we. Actually, Fitz, why don't we have jerseys?
I'll get you some. No, before when you were from Killa, you'd have to be like, oh, we're from this little village between Yall and Middleton.
Yes.
And now everyone like, sings it to you.
And now you're like, oh, I'm from Killa. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
The place.
Yeah.
Do you mean Killa la 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 la?
That one.
Yes.
Speaking of said song, Killa, I put into my lads group chat that I was interviewing you today. And what they did was they sent me a question for you.
Okay.
Amazing.
The question comes in the form of a clip of the very first words of the song, Killa.
From the woods of Glenbower to the river Desor.
So my friend Michael said, can you please ask them why they chose to sing from the woods of Glenbower to the river Desor when they appear to be no more than 20 metres apart on Google Maps? What goes on in this small plot of land?
Michael, I think you have too much time in your head. If you're Googling the distances.
Hey, Michael.
From all the way over to the woods of Glenbower to all the way to the river to Soar.
I would say it's a quick one. Rhyme zone.
Rhymes? Oh, no, actually, I don't know.
Actually, it doesn't even rhyme, does it?
No, I don't know if Desor and Glenbower are words in rhyme zone.
True.
For anyone who doesn't know, rhyme zone is basically a dictionary. So if you put in a word, it'll give you all the rhyming words. And I have about 25 tabs of it open on my
all the time.
At any given time. But we've just wrote it as a kind of a list format. It was like we went in and it was like, right, what are all the things in Killa? And we were like, there's a pub, a church, a river, a forest, and all the cracks. Great question, Michael. Sorry, don't mean to take the piss out of you. But,
if he had done his research properly, he probably would have found out that the river runs through the middle of the woods.
Oh. So we're even lazier. We won't even walk the 20 yards.
I'm not impressed at all.
In this place that I'm sitting, everything looks lovely.
Yeah.
Guys, we need to talk about the new song, The Blade. You guys have been talking about it in terms of, I suppose it's going to show massive versatility for you as well, but I think you're describing it as maybe one of the most somber songs you ever imagined releasing. Tell us a little bit about it, please.
Yeah. I suppose we've had, behind the scenes, we were like, how do you even talk about this in a genuine sense? You know,
okay.
It's quite a heavy topic. I don't know. I don't know if it's even right to speak about it. Like, I think the worst perception that we could get if we were to even speak about it is like, oh, are you capitalizing on something? You know, because sometimes, like, I don't know, sometimes I get that feeling from certain things where it's like, are you just doing this because you think it's you're going to get clout or whatever?
You can tell straight away from simply asking the question that the song means something very deeply to you.
Yeah. I think as we've gone on as a band, we've tried, or as it's happened, the songs that have meant more to people and to us have been completely unintentional, like the Killa situation and these things. And at certain points, it's just like something kind of falls out of you or something in a way, and then you end up with this thing. And it's like songs written a year ago, and we were kind of like, do we really want to broach this whole situation?
I'm sure the song speaks for itself.
Yeah.
And people can interpret what they want from it.
Yeah.
Well, look, fair enough, guys.
You're going to sing it for us now, which we are really, really excited.
Fantastic.
So,
yeah, we'd love to.
Killa, with your brand new song, The Blade, which is streaming now. Here it is on Fully Charged. Thanks, lads.
Cheers.
Thanks so much, guys.
It's been a rough 24 hours for me. A rough 24 hours.
Oh, I've been waiting for this.
If you just missed it, we just had in Kingfisher.
That's their name, yeah.
Yeah, Kingfisher on the show. They sang their brand new song, The Blade. They're an excellent bunch of lads. And while I was introducing them, you may have heard my faux pas, if you will.
Fantastic, so, yeah, we'd love to.
Killa, with your brand new song, The Blade, which is streaming now.
Oh, no.
Dave might not return to the show on Monday. Did you, from pure embarrassment.
Did you miss it? If you missed it.
Fantastic. So, yeah, we'd love to.
Kill It with your brand new song, The Blade, which is streaming now.
Famously, their most famous song is called Killer. But their band name is actually Kingfisher.
Kill It with your brand new song, The Blade.
Well, it's been a tough time for you, Davey.
It's been a tough 24 hours. I feel weird about leaving the house. I shouldn't have this morning. I don't think I can ever do that again. I called them Killer instead of Kingfisher. And I remember listening to someone on a Cork radio station introduce Years and Years as the song. And it was like, was it Kings and Kings? Did they have a song called King or something? King. Yeah, they had a song called King.
So it was like, oh, here's King with Years and Years. Brilliant.
I actually think they said, here's King and King with Years.
Oh, brilliant.
And I feel like I've never stopped thinking about that.
That's fantastic.
And now no one's going to stop thinking about the fact that I called Kingfisher Killer. And I probably will forever. I put it up on my TikTok.
Yeah, just
I was
for
like,
context, Kingfisher came in and they recorded that with us yesterday afternoon. So Dave's been sitting in the shame for nearing 24 hours at this stage.
I had to just make, you know, my own reference to it, because otherwise I knew people would.
Sometimes you have to own it.
Yeah.
You got ahead of the trend.
I was the trend yesterday. Mm. It has 110,000 views on TikTok. Ooh. I know. And random people have commented, like Jake Carter.
Oh, hi, Jake.
And the company Ryanair have all commented on it. Ryanair said, love The Blade by Killer. Thank you, Ryanair.
Cheers, Ryanair.
Some of the other comments, if it's any help, this is the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen.
Brilliant.
Right, thank you. That wasn't any help. Ham is your name, so makes sense.
As in Hammond.
Yeah, Ham.
As in you're a big Ham.
Tara says, I think you have to leave the country.
Okay, just remind yourselves again.
Kill It with your brand new song, The Blade. David, probably best you lay low for a while. Should be sacked. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate that. Oh no. Ha ha ha. It was kind of just like one of those things where I was just like, I was watching the comments flood in from people all day.
That was just funny though.
Oh, lads. You know when you do that though, and you'll never be able to think about anything else.
I know, but the thing about it is Kingfisher are just so synonymous with that song now. Like, that's kind of the joke as well.
Someone
in the sense that you're like, oh, Killa, Kingfisher, that's them.
You had a good run. Sorry to see if you leave Spin after this, which is absolutely fair noise. Someone says, it's giving I'm Gonna Sing Cher Lloyd by Cher Lloyd. Podrick says, even heard the pin drop in the room through my phone. Yeah, it's not looking good for me. I did once call the band REM REM.
Oh yeah, that happened.
And someone who obviously heard that on a radio station I used to be on.
God, I could make a list of all the things I said, especially when I was in the newsroom. I called I can't even. Now I'm getting confused. I can't say it right.
Someone from radio.
I called Houth.
Oh, Houth.
For ages.
Someone from the radio industry says I once read a news script and called him ASAP Rocky.
Lovely.
So that makes me feel a little bit better. I prefer those comments that are better than the ones that are like, oh my God, you have to leave the country.
I called Chic Chick for about 3 hours. I was like, Chick, I've just been announced for Marley Park.
Chick
will play Marley Park this summer.
Obviously, not Rogers and Chick.
My infamous Paris Saint Germain went on one Saturday morning for 3 hours.
I love you. Can always tell if someone's new to radio and they'll say Paris Saint
Germain. Yeah. And you'll never do it again.
I won't. No, well, to be fair, I did it again later on. I was just like, yeah, so the band Killer were in. No, Kingfisher. Kill It with your brand new song, The Blade.
You didn't miss the most important comment of all. The most important comment of all was, of course, from Kingfisher.
Oh, it was from Kingfisher.
And they said,
we've been called much worse.
We've been called a lot worse. And you know what? That's all the reassurance that you need.
Thank you, Killer.
Popping off on your TikTok, though.
It is, yeah.
Happy bleeding
Mr. David Hammond, if you want to check it out.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Lads, this is nuts, okay? So yesterday in Temple Bar, the Temple Bar bar, put up this giant statue of St. Patrick on the thing. It caused a little bit of backlash because I'd imagine people were offended or something because it's
just
like
so
the patron
tacky.
Saint. It's a bit tacky, but like so is the Temple Bar.
Well,
that's
true.
What it is. Anyway,
but
the
like
people.
It was a giant.
It was a
like,
huge
it was a monstrosity of him, and he was holding a drink in his hand, wasn't he? As well, and
was he?
Yeah, he was.
Less than 24 hours later, they have taken it down. So a lot of people have been complaining about it, which is really interesting, saying, you know, it's tacky and, you know, it's our patron saint. We shouldn't be making fun of our own patron saint, which, by the way, get over it. So it's a 10-foot figure. The workers
basically said, we were asked to take it down, or we were asked to put it up, now we're told to take it down, so that's what we're doing. They don't know why. The Temple Bar has been contacted for a comment.
I think it was the Journal newspaper who went down to investigate this morning.
But yeah, so the Journal said, when we asked the installation crew what they plan to do with the bust of St. Patrick, Ray said, might take him to the zoo now that he's been to Temple Bar. That is just excellent. Brilliant patter. Well done all.
Now, guys, if we were fully charged, we'd hold a funeral for St. Patrick Temple Bar.
Oh, God.
But we
enough funerals on this show.
It is Friday. Welcome to the music game with No Name. This is a lyric game of sorts. Dave and Callum going head to head on this as Fiona.
Oh, no. I have no interest in going head to head with him.
Stop giving out already.
I can't deal
Dave,
with it.
You have 20 minutes to go until you earn a week of a badge with no tantrum, okay? Remember that.
I think I've had four tantrums today.
There's a lollipop on the line for you here. If you get through a whole
it's
week,
not
no
fair.
Tantrum.
He's too good.
You beat me last time we played.
Okay, listen, guys, stop. This is a clean leaderboard. Yeah. We start off for the next 6 months. You're going to have to just put up with each other on this game.
I'm happy to play.
It's Dave versus Callum on the music game with No Name.
I am
as
so bad at this
we
game.
I need you to just get in the zone. Stop focusing on the competition. Focus on yourself.
Okay.
Dave, round number one.
Mm-hmm.
In Justin Bieber's Love Yourself, he says he was too caught up with what to see what was going on.
Too caught up with, you know, what's going on in the papers and what's going on in social media.
I wouldn't have got that one in fairness.
What? Like what?
And I've been so caught up in my job,
yeah.
Didn't see what's going on.
Okay, nothing for Dave.
Like,
the first
you know
round.
When you say love yourself, I just go, yeah, you can go and love yourself. And that's all I know. So I hope the answer is always, I hope it's love yourself.
The name of the song.
Right, we'll move on. Callum, round number one for you, sir. In Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball, she says she only wants to break his what?
The only thing that really makes sense is I only want to break your heart.
All I was to break your walls.
Break your walls.
We were looking for there. All right, listen, we're still in the game.
How did you phrase that question, can I ask?
She says she only wants to break his what?
Walls.
I only want to break your walls. Yeah. Yes. Okay, Dave, we move on to round two. In the Weeknd song, The Hills, he only calls his significant other when it's what time?
You only call me when it's 2 a.m.
I know this one and I think it's half past.
Half past.
I only call you when it's half past.
Half past five is... I hate this game, but I'm not going to throw a tantrum.
Callum, in Selena Gomez's song Lose You to Love Me, how long does she claim it was before Justin Bieber replaced her?
Oh, I love this song, but I have no clue on the lyrics. 2 minutes.
2 months
you replaced.
2 months.
You
were
so close.
All right, guys, this is a disaster. Bring back Fiona. In round number three, Dave, you're up first. In Ed Sheeran's Castle on the Hill, at what speed is he driving through those country lanes?
Country lanes, where is it? Go 90.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think
can't
my
believe.
Question is about Dua Lipa.
Okay, here we go. Callum, yes, and Dua Lipa's levitating. What does she have a premonition about?
I had a premonition. I don't know. I had a premonition about something repetition.
Fell into a rhythm.
Yeah.
I never would have got that.
Too many words.
It's a win for David.
Wow. By the skin of my teeth.
On it, on it, on it.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.